Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While U.S. President George W. Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq is opposed by many Americans, it's being hailed by Iraqi Christians. They were in the U.S. meeting with E3 partners Tom Doyle. Doyle says it means more safety for them. He says many Christians there support the war.
If this had not happened, the war, they wouldn't have 35 new churches in Baghdad. Now, there could be many more. That's just what they're working with. Tremendous things up in the Kurdish area. They're calling it a revival.
Meanwhile, Christ's return could come at any moment. That's why Global Advance's David Shibley says they've doubled their pastoral training meeting schedule. There are limits to a three-day conference, which is why their discipling approach is fivefold.
Through ongoing printed material, the life book, 2tim2.org, which is our ongoing training through the internet, our Global Advance centers, which hold Global Advance institutes, the Warren Shibley Library in India, and then literally hundreds of sets of our 100-hour bilingual training virtual institutes.
And Brooke Taylor from MNN radio affiliate WCSG joined Compassion International in Colombia last week to raise awareness for the kids and the ministry. She found herself blessed by a pair of twins.
We went in there to pray for them and to hopefully bless them and just to let them know that Compassion was behind them and we love them and we support them. Every single adult in that room was ministered to by these children. None of that would have happened without Compassion.
As a result of the awareness blitz, WCSG listeners found sponsors for 725 children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.